from now into the future, if it's all going to be based on money and based on that and that only, and until you get over that, until we get over that in this house, and we accept that it's going to cost more to deal with the health service, and it's going to cost more to get our health services right, and initially it's going to cost more to get it right. And that's the problem, and that's where we're going to be stuck. Because until we get through the people, through the hospitals, into proper home help, and living in the communities, then you'll start to see the hospital side of it, things will ease off, and the funding pressures will drop down there, and then you'll start to save money. But unfortunately, I think the real problem is why this home help has caused the problem that it is, and the difficulties is because you can't privatise it. If you could figure out, and if this government could figure out, and the HSE could figure out a way to give the private sector balls of money to look after home help, this would be sorted out in the morning. And that's the problem I see ultimately is what's wrong with it, because you cannot see how you're going to do that, and that's why it's not happening. And that's sad, because it's the cheapest form of care, it's the best form of care, and it's where the people and the communities want it, the families want it, everybody wants it, but you as a government, you can't grasp that, and you won't do it. And then Donegal, and the HSE in Donegal, have this crazy system where they say they can't get people to work in home help because they offer a 10-hour contract for the week, 10 hours. So it's actually for half of what you would get on the dole. You get a contract with the HSE, and because the hours are spread over the week, you can't sign on.